From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The upcoming CD compilation Song of America has been years in the making and has a musical compass that maps out centuries of American history, new versions of 50 songs.
Did you ever hear tell of Sweet Betsy from Pye?
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
The mastermind behind Song of America is none other than former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. She even made a special trip to the Grammys in 2005 to drum up artist interest in the project. It all started with a casual conversation between Reno and her niece's husband, who's a record producer. Now it's a 3-CD set that's due out in September. Janet Reno, who has Parkinson's disease, spoke with us about her latest labor of love.
I have great nieces and nephews that I'm enjoying thoroughly in my retirement. And they're 3 and 4 years of age. And they are singing. And one of the joys that I'm looking forward to is to play these recordings for them so that they can build on their ability to use song to express themselves.
Let's work through some of these songs chronologically. It is fun to hear a song that everybody knows, like Yankee Doodle, done here in a totally new way. Here it's by Harper Simon.
Yankee Doodle, to tell, riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his head, called him macaroni.
And I had to look this up to realize that this is the son of Paul Simon, and once you know that, you totally hear it.
I thought it was a beautiful rendition of Yankee Doodle, and one of the really interesting aspects of it is as you put together something, you still find something new, some new version of music that strikes at the heart of all of us.
Do you remember when you were a schoolgirl learning songs like this? Was this sort of part of the classroom that you were in?
Home on the Range was one of the songs we sang. And I had a pony, and I would come home from school singing.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer.
You didn't want to hear me sing because I can't carry a tune. But I could get on that pony and ride across the pasture singing Home on the Range and thinking of what that range meant 3,000 miles away from my home in South Florida and what it meant. And now that I'm an old lady, it is so wonderful to think of the range that I learned about as a child so that I could go explore it.
I wonder if you had a conversation among the producers there of whether to include Dixie, which you do in this version by the Mavericks.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are, I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We had that conversation, and that's part of American history. To tell the story of America, I think Dixie has got to be included. It is progress, it is the industrialization of America. It is all these factors that have come together to make America what it is today.
I don't mean to pigeonhole you, but I had a feeling that you might have a special affinity for the song Rosie the Riveter, which is sung here by Susie Boggess, a song from 1942, and it's all about women joining the workforce during World War II.
Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production E, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.
I love that recording because it reminds me of my aunt, who was a Women's Air Force service pilot in World War II. And both Rosie and my Aunt Winnie are great examples of this strength and resource of the American women and what they can do in a world of war, and they can make remarkable contributions, and the spirit of Rosie the Riveter comes through this project.
I want to ask you about a song from an earlier war, from the First World War, and this is done here by Andrew Bird. It's How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm.
How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting a town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's the mystery. They never want to see a rake or a plow, and who the deuce can polyvoo a cow? And how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
You drive through America and you look at the farms still there, the barns still standing, because people were committed to their homestead. You realize how music must have made a difference in the lives of those who were still on the farm, but who wanted to come to the big city and were probably motivated in some instances by what they heard of the big city through song. And these songs, I just hope that people will have the opportunity to hear it and to see what song can do to inspire and to motivate and to give people a sense of themselves.
Well, Janet Reno, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Janet Reno is executive producer of the upcoming 3-CD set, Song of America. And you can hear Janet Reno reminisce about Janet Reno's dance party days on Saturday Night Live and hear more music from Song of America at our website, npr.org.